Hello, everyone. Welcome to Checking In with Changemakers with Be the Change Media Network. My name is Lily Mott, and this is the show where I get to catch up with past guests of Be the Change podcast. I've been hosting the podcast for over 3.5 years, closer to 4 years now, and my guests have done some very exciting things since I last talked with them. So this is an update on some of the work that they've been doing. My guest today is Sierra Marie Bond, and she is the founder of Let's Go Full Steam Ahead, which is an initiative to promote STEAM education and engagement to empower the next generation of STEAM leaders. I featured Sierra on Be the Change podcast back in April of 2022, and that was episode 93 of the podcast. So she just joined, so we'll go ahead and invite her. Okay, I think we're good. Instagram Live is like, sometimes it has this huge pause in it. Sometimes it just drops off entirely. It's so hard to get people on. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to blame it on Instagram.
Sure. Hello again.
Hello again. So tell me more about the weather, because I'm from Colorado originally. So my parents have been telling me all about it, but tell me more.
Yeah, it was wild. We've had great, beautiful weather all last week for the first day of spring. It was gorgeous and beautiful. And I was like, oh, I should go plant flowers. I'm really glad I didn't, because it snowed and I would have lost all of the little baby buds. So I'm feeling a little grateful that it's looking like it's warmed up outside. I'm peeking out my window. But we, for those of you who are not familiar with bizarre weather, we call what we just experienced Fool's Spring, because that's what people who are fools, they believe it's springtime. And I was one of those fools. So now we're in like second winter, and I'm hoping. I was actually just on TV this morning talking about Let's Go Full Steam Ahead, mm-hmm. and I got the weather in real time, and they said it's supposed to warm up this weekend, so fingers crossed. Okay.
Good. Jeez. Yeah, I feel like that is the one thing about weather in Colorado, Kansas, states surrounding, is that you'll have crazy weather one day, but hopefully it'll change by like the afternoon, mm-hmm. at least the next day you'll get a snowstorm, but then sun, so fingers crossed. Hopefully, yes. Hopefully everything's okay. So you mentioned that you were on TV. I am really excited to talk with you about all of the work that you've been doing on Let's Go Full Steam Ahead. Before we get started, can you do what you did on the podcast and give a quick introduction? I did the very formal introduction as to what your initiative is all about, but tell me a little bit about what you're working on, who you are, and then we'll dive in deeper from there.
Yeah, 100%. So last time I was on Be the Change podcast, we were still an initiative. It was just a movement that I was really excited about. It was my personal passion project called Let's Go Full Steam Ahead. And now, a couple years removed, we are now a 501c3 nonprofit organization. That is impacting people across the world, actually. And it's really cool to see how much growth we've had just in the 2 years. I did go back and listen to hear what I said on the podcast earlier, so I could figure out the growth. And it was really nice to celebrate those like tiny wins of like, oh yeah, we have grown a whole lot since then. Yeah. So in the meantime, in between time, I had talked a little bit about my book that I had published on the podcast last time. Now we've made so many donations across the state of Kansas, across the US, and the book is even in places like Australia and Croatia and Canada and Haiti. And it's in all of these libraries, reaching all of these children. And the book is called Innovators, Women in History Who Have Made Positive Contributions to STEAM. And being Women's History Month, it's really important to highlight the innovators who have come before us so that the next generation of innovators, who are my target demographic, they feel empowered and they can look at those role models and say, oh, if Katherine Johnson put people on the moon, maybe I can too. Or, you know, whoever they aspire to, we can start to open those doors to show students their potential in whatever they want to be.
That's so exciting. That's so cool too, that you went back and listened to it, because I think it's really amazing when you think about, it's been almost 2 years since we talked, maybe even longer. And I just think it's so amazing to think about the progress that you've made even over that amount of time. So especially the organization, that is such an important distinction. And I'm so excited that you told me that, because I think that in itself is a huge win. I know how difficult it is to go through those processes. So congratulations, that's amazing. So tell me about some of the projects that you've been working on just in the last 2 years. I know your work as a pageant queen has also continued. Tell me a little bit about that. Tell me about just all of the things that you've been doing. Give me just kind of a summary. I know there's so many things. So as much as you want to touch on, t- Tell me about that, and then I'm sure I'll have follow-up questions for each of them. So tell me about
Sounds
that.
good. Okay, well, since you asked about
Yes.
the pageanting, for those who don't know yet, I have been part of the Miss America opportunity since I was about 16 years old, off and on, to pursue my college degrees, and now I'm graduating in May. We're fingers crossed because, we still have midterms and finals to get through, but I should be
Exciting.
graduating in May with my master's degree in innovation design, which has almost entirely been paid for by the Miss America opportunity through scholarships that I've earned through there. So that's almost $27,000 that I've earned through the Miss America opportunity that has been made me able to go to school. I'm a first generation American. I'm a daughter of a single mother. I didn't know college would be an option for me, let alone a bachelor's degree in engineering and now a master's degree in innovation design. It is something I never dreamed possible. But thanks to that involvement, I've been able to not only earn scholarships to get those degrees and certifications and grow myself professionally, I've also gained skills to grow myself personally and to develop Let's Go Full Steam Ahead and to develop my interviewing skills and not only for media things, but also for jobs and develop interview skills in front of a panel of strangers, being real comfortable doing that because everyone does job interviews, right? I've been able to develop my speaking skills not only on large stages but also inside classrooms. I'm actually visiting a classroom later this week to deliver more copies of those books, an elementary classroom. Some of those kiddos are the toughest critics and the biggest cheerleaders. It is always wild to enter elementary school. But I was really fortunate. I currently hold the title of Miss Dodge City, and I'll be competing for Miss Kansas in June of this year. And last year, I was really fortunate to earn the title of first runner-up to Miss Kansas. So, for those of you who don't know pageant lingo, it's like Miss Kansas is the winner, and then like the person right under that who just barely loses is the first runner-up. But I never think of it as losing, right? It's just growing and developing new skills and another opportunity to earn more scholarships and make new friends and develop Let's Go Full Steam Ahead and myself personally. So that's kind of the pageant update so far.
That is so exciting. And I love the scholarship angle because I remember that when we talked 2 years ago that I didn't even realize that that was part of the opportunity and that that was something that was possible. And so I think it's so amazing that you've been able to leverage the scholarship side of it, but also, as you're saying, the interviewing and all of the skills that you've made throughout that. I think it's so amazing now that you get to be an advocate for it as well, and hopefully other young women can see you doing this and they can also take that opportunity and see it as an opportunity. I think that's so cool. So as far as what's coming in the future, I'm sure that you have lots of things. One is Miss Kansas. That's so exciting. Tell me about all of the things that are happening. You said graduation is coming soon. What's next when it comes to career things? Is that scary? Do we want to ask that? Is that
No, it's good.
sensitive?
I no, it's totally
Okay.
okay. I actually am fully employed also. So
Same.
in
Okay.
addition to running Let's Go Full Steam Ahead and being a pageant girl and
Gosh.
going to school full time, I also am employed full time for a
My
program
gosh.
called the American Connection Corps. And it feels like a lot of work, but I'm really lucky because a lot of my I guess you could say a lot of my activities are on brand. That's a weird way to put it, but they all intersect and they all overlap. And so for me, it doesn't feel like I am in four different categories or industries. They're all based around my passion of empowering others, essentially. And so being able to focus on that, like my master's degree, for example, instead of having a thesis project in order to graduate in my specific program, we have some kind of project that we have to deliver. It doesn't have to be a written paper, it could be anything. And so I'm really fortunate that my advisors are allowing me to use Let's Go Full Steam Ahead as my graduating project. So because it's a now a 501c3 nonprofit, it is its own startup company essentially. That is my thesis project, and that's what I'm studying in the classroom and then outside. So again, it's not different work. It's kind of all stacking on top of each other. And so my professional career, I'm on lunch break actually
Oh
right
my gosh.
now,
Gosh.
for my work, but I work with a whole smattering of folks across the US. So I specifically am a national program officer, which means I support a team of about 25-ish individuals who are serving their home communities in the space of digital equity. So helping people with digital literacy skills or getting connected to the internet or broadband, that kind of conversation, as well as agriculture, natural resources, and health and social capital. So there's lots of things that people are working on in there. Obviously, digital equity ties in with STEAM education, so I have a lot of folks who work on those kinds of projects that I help supervise and mentor. But all of it is so important to helping people in the communities that they're living. Just like I created Let's Go Full Steam Ahead because it was a need that I saw in my community. Each of these, we call them ACC members, they're working on projects that they're passionate about that affect their community. And so it's really cool to not to steal your to phrase, but to show or to support, I guess that you could say, change makers who are being the change. So it's again all ties in, and I really enjoy my job. So fortunately, I'll be staying on
That's so
with
cool.
them for the next however many years they'll keep having me.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. And I didn't even connect that part of it because I feel like I see your Instagram all the time, and I did my Instagram stalking of Let's Go Full Steam Ahead and things, but I didn't even realize full-time employment with all of this is so impressive. So that's
Thank
so
you.
cool. And it's amazing too that you're able to link everything together, because I think that's been kind of the key when I've talked with change makers who are doing, this and that, and there's so many different things going on. I think being able to find kind of a common thread, and if that's what you're really passionate about and they're all kind of related to that, that's when you've made it. That's kind of the goal. So I think that's so cool that you're able to work on all of these different entities, and they're all things that you're excited to be doing every day. I think that's awesome. So for Let's Go Full Steam Ahead, what is next as far as the organization? Do you have anything coming up that people can support, that people can tune into, anything like that comes to mind?
Yeah, so one of the things that I've been working on this month specifically, like I said, it's Women's History Month, is getting in front of classrooms and organizations. And I've been able to do that in person, like I'm going to be doing on Thursday with that fourth grade class, but I've also been able to do it virtually with folks in Indiana. And I just led a workshop for Georgia Tech and, with groups around the country that have an interest in STEAM or have an interest in women's history and the intersection therein, because that's kind of my niche I found myself in. I've been able to work with I live in an area where we have a prison that works with individuals who are incarcerated, and I've been able to work with them to develop job interview skills, critical thinking skills through STEAM education as they're re-entering society. So folks who have been in the justice system, like I've there's so many projects that I'm kind of working on that we'd probably be here all day if I kept talking about them. But these are just kind of the they feel if I describe them as one-offs, they feel kind of small. But because I've been working on Let's Go Full Steam Ahead since 2017, it's just been building and building and building each year. And so while describing it, like I said, could feel tiny, I know that the impact it has, the momentum that you build, can carry it forward. And so there's nothing technically on the horizon, just a continuation of those workshops and speaking engagements and professional skills and personal development skills that I'm kind of working on with my partners. But there's always room for more. So if someone's watching and they're like, yo, we should have Sierra come in and talk virtually or in person, I'm always open to that. I actually was just contacted by someone in Oregon asking if I could come out. So we'll see if we can make that happen. But there's always room on my calendar to empower the next generation of innovators.
That's so, I think that's so exciting. And I love the idea of kind of those ideas of the one-off things, where for you, I can see it so clearly, where it's like it's all under this umbrella of the work that you're doing. And so I think, while there may be examples of, specific things that you've done, I feel like it is so cool that it's all under this change making, I guess this mission that you have. And I think that's amazing. It's just all kind of examples of the work that you've been able to do. And I think that's so exciting. So what is it like to prepare for Miss Kansas? This is the last thing I'll ask you about, kind of the future, when you're looking to the future. Tell me about what that's like leading up to the pageant.
Yeah, so I mentioned on episode, I can't remember,
All the way
93,
back.
why that I was on
Yeah.
all the
Yeah,
way back,
93.
back in
Okay, hello everyone. Welcome back to part two of Checking in with Changemakers with Sierra Marie Bond. I have no idea what happened with that last one, so if you were watching that and it just cut off.
I have no idea.
That's
I have no
okay. You
idea.
know, I think there's a particular irony in that I work in technology and in this kind of thing,
In
and
this
so
one.
it happens. Life
Okay.
happens.
I'm gonna do it in part one and part two. So the podcast
Perfect.
will be the full conversation, but I don't know. At this point, I'm just like, just let the tech do its thing. I don't
Sure.
know.
It
But
life happens.
yes. But tell me about Miss Kansas. I want to hear all about it.
Yeah, so I don't know where I cut off, so I'll just start over. But
Oh, okay.
last time I was on the podcast, I was talking about why I started Let's Go Full Steam Ahead, and it was because I experienced a failure of not getting the dream internship that I had so desperately wanted. And so Let's Go Full Steam Ahead became that avenue for me to develop those skills that I wanted to develop, and it became the dream internship I could create my own. And the Miss Kansas organization and the Miss America opportunity, I like to think of it as they're not a destination that I'm trying to get to, right? They're a vehicle to help me accomplish my goals. And so I'm a part of the Miss Kansas organization and the Miss America opportunity, and I can do a lot with that, right? Like I can use my title. My current title again is Miss Dodge City 2024. And so I've been able to reach a, that's not the area that I live in. I've been able to reach that side of the state, which I live about 3 hours away from Dodge City. So normally I don't interact with Dodge City. I'm not on the western side of Kansas very often. But thanks to the Miss Kansas organization and my involvement, I've been able to grow Let's Go Full Steam Ahead out to Western Kansas and reach a whole new demographic that I haven't been able to reach before. And so when preparing for Miss Kansas, I don't necessarily think of it as like, oh, I want to be Miss America, so I want to fit in a specific box of what I think Miss America is. I actually take it the other direction and
Wow.
say, I want to be Miss America. What do I want to build that to be? What is my dream internship as Miss America? What do I want to accomplish? And what steps do I need to take now in order to get there in the future? And I think this is the second part that is really important. Pageantry, like job interviews, like a whole bunch of things in life, there are things we can control and there are things we cannot control. And so being able to accept the things that I can control and I can work towards, which is becoming the best version of myself, growing Let's Go Full Steam Ahead. Ooh, I
Oh
got
yeah, it did a
some
little.
side
Oh
effects.
wow.
Don't know how
I've
that
never seen
happened.
that before. All right.
It's cool. But being able to grow myself personally and professionally so that I can be who I want to be as Miss America or as Miss Kansas, I can kind of ignore the things I can't control. Maybe not ignore, but accept the things I cannot control, which are the only way to get the job of Miss Kansas is to satisfy the opinion of five people who are judges on a random Saturday night in June, right? And I cannot in control people's in I can't influence their emotions. I can't tell them what to do. It is a subjective rubric that I may or may not hit. And being okay with that is very critical to the preparation to be Miss Kansas and Miss America because, oh, I think I'm just getting like whatever.
It's supporting you. I don't know.
It is. I'm speaking truth, I
It's all
guess.
for it.
But realizing, you know, there are going to be people who like you and support your mission, and there are going to be people who don't vibe with you, and that's okay. But doing it because you have that mission, because you have that dedicated passion and focus, it is the vehicle and not the destination, right? So many years I had competed, and this is a relatively new revelation for me, which is why I'm so jazzed about it, because I had competed for this is my like 12th year with the program. And so it's been a lot of personal growth to come to a recognition like this, which is, you know, years past, I was devastated because I didn't make those five people judging on a random Saturday night happy. And I thought it was a personal mark against my character, or I didn't do something right, or I wasn't perfect. And a lot of people struggle with perfectionism and imposter syndrome. And you don't have to be in pageantry to experience those. But once you realize that it's all subjective, people are looking for what fits their specific checkmark list. And if you don't make that checkmark list, that's fine. But do you have your own checkmark list of what you want to accomplish? What is your destination? And what's the vehicle you choose to get into to reach that destination? So those are kind of the word vomit, I guess, thoughts of Miss Kansas Prep is is building not to fit into a box, but building, and this might be my engineer background coming in, is what are the parameters I want to set and what do I want to design for myself in order to be the best possible version of me that may or may not get to be Miss Kansas or Miss America. Now, would I really like that? Totally. I would really like that. And I am doing what I can control in order to get there. But there are things that I can't control, and there are boxes that I may not check for those five random judges. And that's just life. That's a common thing, whether you're in pageantry or you're in academia or you're in entrepreneurship. You're not going to fit every box or every mold. So build your own box and build what you want.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's also kind of perfect timing for people who are going into the job market and things like that. Because I know right now we're getting close to that time where people are graduating, looking at what's next, all of that stuff. And I think staying true to yourself and thinking about your own parameters, like you were saying, I think that's just as important as trying to meet someone else's, and, you know, figuring out what you want is just as important. So I love that. I think that's great advice. I'm going to ask you the signature last question. Lots of young people want to create change, want to make a difference, but they may not know how to get started with that work. What advice do you have for those people who may be listening on the podcast later or watching us on the live now?
I think I may be repeating myself from the last
That's okay.
podcast.
That's okay.
But it really is the best piece of advice. And I actually just facilitated a workshop on this. How do you facilitate change, I guess. In the context that I was presenting was in the classroom for educators to say, how do you incorporate STEAM education? But I think this is relevant to any industry and any background and any age. But the way I like to encourage people to find their passion project or to find the thing that they're going to make the world change over is think about your pet peeves. Think about your what are pain points that either you or a loved one or a neighbor is experiencing? Like, what just drives them up the wall, right? What is the thing that makes their day harder? What is the thing that makes their that grinds their gears, or that you hear them complain about day after day? Because those are pain points. Those are things that people are struggling with. And sure, some of those pain points may be like, I saw a bad driver on the road and it made me angry. Yeah, that's one thing. But maybe it could be, for example, one of the things my mom complains about is she uses hearing devices because she is hearing impaired. And one of the issues that she experiences is on Instagram, for example, unless you manually opt in to closed captioning, closed captions are not on the screen. And so it bothers her. It's a pain point for her because she wants to engage in media. And it's something that can be changed pretty simply, where if you wanted to be a change maker in my scenario, you could run a whole campaign on the importance of closed captions. But you can find a pain point and you can innovate off of that, right? Because I believe that change happens when empathy is involved. And it may be silly to ask about pet peeves or things that people complain about, but you're actually exercising that empathy muscle and you're able to engage with empathy so that you can create the change that you so desperately want to see. So a little silly, look for the pain points, look for the pet peeves, but then you're able to open a whole new world of opportunity that maybe you didn't see before.
I love that. I think that's great advice. And I think for me, I've noticed as well, if you even think about it in the sense of like gossiping with your friends or like, you know, sitting around the dinner table or something, and you're listening to things that somebody is consistently complaining about. And even if it's, you know, little things, I guess, even if it's, you know, oh, I don't like what's on the dining hall menu or something, that could be something that could be changed. You know,
exactly.
It's like, take a second. You're like, okay, I'm done with hearing the complaints now. Let's figure out if we can change it. And often it will be bigger things. Like, it'd be easy to put closed captioning on Instagram and to kind of do legislation to take steps towards that to make it more accessible. But it is just kind of, I think, like you said, exercising that empathy muscle and figuring out, okay, how can we actually make this happen? And I love that. I just think that's great advice. And was it about the same as your last one?
If you I actually back? Think it was.
Okay.
I think I used different examples. I didn't actually get to the end where you asked me the question. So
okay,
well, if I am redundant, Sorry, but it's
It's
still
okay.
the best advice I can give.
It's authentic. It's all good. Nothing wrong with that. I actually love when people have had like the same ones, or they're like, oh, I think this is about the same. And it's because that just means that you really believe in it. And I love that. I think that's great. You're being the change that you want to see and you're sticking with it. So I love it. But thank you so much for coming on. This was so much fun. I'm sorry about the technical difficulties.
Life
Oh well.
happens. It's okay.
But thank you to everyone who is listening on the podcast or who watched us. If you want to talk about anything I mentioned, please reach out to me by Instagram, Be the Change Media Network, or by email at lily@bethechangepodcast.org. And if you enjoyed this conversation, leave a comment or a rating and subscribe to the podcast to hear more inspiring stories. And tune in to listen to this week's episode of Be the Change Podcast tomorrow. But until then, be the change you wish to see in the world. Thank you so much for coming on. This was so much fun. And yeah, I'll edit it together so it sounds like one big thing. So we'll be fine.
Perfect. I completely trust you. It's going to be fantastic. Thank you for the conversation and all the intention that you bring to these interviews. I
Of
so appreciate
course.
it.
Of course. Thank you so much for coming on and enjoy the rest of your lunch break. I can't
Thank
wait to
you.
see all of the updates about Let's Go Full Steam Ahead and Miss Kansas and everything. So I'm excited.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.